So we're backstage here with Ed Byrne. Ed, you've not long come off, and so you've done Stand Up For Freedom for so many times now. So firstly, thank you very much for that. And secondly, what is it that makes you keep coming back to us?
Oh, you keep demanding. No, Amnesty does draw you back in. It's quite... and I remember I did the first 10 shows, I think I did. You know, and then I think I missed a couple. And, you know, I think that it's a cliche, but the whole thing of the freedom of speech aspect of it just is something that comedians can identify with. I think the thing that first got me into it was the Uluzan du Papale, who were two Burmese comedians that Amnesty were fighting for about 5 or 6 years there to get released, because they just did some anti-governmental satire and then were locked up for years for just doing what we take it for granted, being able to do.
For just being able to put out comedy.
So, I think that's obviously what piqued my interest.
And for going over, so, you know, so 10 years and then a short break and then back again for a couple of years, what's the biggest change you've seen with the gig and the way that audiences are responding to human rights and comedy?
I mean, the first time we did for Amnesty in Edinburgh, it was in some really, really crappy little venue that with about maybe 50 or 60 people there. And then they've gotten plusher and plusher as we've gone on. To finally, here we are. Basically, we run in tandem with me. Our venues, respectively, have just gotten nicer and nicer as the festivals have gone on, as we've gotten longer and longer in the tooth.
Fantastic. And I don't know whether I think we should thank you for being able to piggyback your success for 15 years as well there. So
I'm sure the two are intertwined.
Thanks very much for that. Thank you, Ed Byrne.